the guy who goes around with the stamp. Oh, ho, ho, don't put a tax on a beautiful girl, or you won't get any loving at all.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
There's 32 causes of headaches. I read that one time in Reader's Digest. I don't know what they are. You'd have to have a physical examination to find out, and they'll give you some pills for the headache. I know. I've had them. When I was running the elevator in the Hotel Lenox, I had a headache one time for 3 days. I couldn't get rid of it. I went to the doctor in the hotel and he gave me some pills for the headache. They took away the headache, all right. It was the elevator. That's what it was. Elevator did it. You know, up and down.
Meow, 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 meow. Cat walks down the street and says, why do I lick myself all day? Why do I lick myself all day? Is it just because I can or because I've got some Vaseline on my paws? I hate to get a fur ball. I hate to get a fur ball when I already have 2 furry balls. I don't want to chase mice anymore. Mice taste terrible, and they always make me fart. And there's nothing worse than mouse farts except fish breath. Fish breath. Why do I always seem to get fish breath? Fish breath. Why don't they make Clorets for cats? And I don't find Garfield amusing anymore. I can be your pussy cat. You can feed me pussy chow. Feed me pussy chow. You can call me kitty. And when you call me kitty, I will go meow. Like this. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. A cat walks along a wall and says, how come I'm so damn smart? How come I'm so damn smart? How come dogs are so dumb? I don't chase the mailman. I don't poop on the sidewalk. I use kitty litter. Oh, here comes a dog right now. Come over here, bum sniffer, bum sniffer. Why don't you fetch me a stick, you leg humper, leg humper. All you leg humpers make me sick. I can be your pussy cat. You can feed me pussy chow.
Feed me pussy chow.
You can call me kitty. And when you call me kitty, I will go meow. Like this. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. And then maybe I will jump up into your lap, and I will turn around and lift up my tail and stick my butt right in your face. I like to do that. If you look real closely, you'll see that I'm smiling at you. Meow, 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 meow.
The kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. And girls, my name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anybody wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it. Really, really. the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. We go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any rules. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chairs. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares. Oh gosh, I haven't had this much fun since last Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap.
Mommy, Mommy, Kinko heard me.
But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI.
But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears, said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Short Eyes, get in the car.
Goodbye, boys and girls. See you at the turn of the century, because Kinko really loves you boys and girls. Really, really.
Keep on a monkeying around till you're gonna tear your playhouse down with monkey business, monkey business. You can't keep on a monkeying around with love. Now you told me I was your darling, and I believe,
believe in you.
All those sweet words of love that you whispered, they didn't mean,
a thing to you.
With all your keep on a monkeying around till you're gonna tear your playhouse down with monkey business, monkey business. You can't keep on a monkeying around with love.
Commercials give me headaches. Just when I'm feeling chipper as you please, that's when they show me all my sinus cavities. Headaches, headaches. Those sponsors don't care how my head aches. See that announcer, he looks so fine. His head should ache like mine. Headaches, headaches. Those pounding hammers give me many headaches. They say it once and then they say again. Oh, tension, pressure, pain. Oh, tension, pressure, pain. Headaches, headaches. Those sponsors love it when my head aches. Mother, don't hand me those pills from the shelf. I'd rather do it myself. Sponsors love it when my head aches. There is one remedy that's unsurpassed, and their commercials give me headaches. Fast, fast, fast. Headaches, headaches. Aspirin commercials give me headaches. Today I swallowed the best cure yet. I ate my TV set.
Bizarre.
Bizarre. No one could ever understand our bizarre relationship because I was your intellectual frigid housekeeper, especially when you be going to bed with one chick at night and I'd wake up in the morning and find another one there screaming at me, asking me what the fuck that chick was doing in your bed, and I'd walk in and you weren't with the same one you were in the night before. Oh, I'll never forget that as long as I live. The house, well, it had your shit all over, and we had a cat and we had fleas and we had lots of crabs that we proceeded to give to everyone in Laurel Canyon except for Elmer and Phil because they were too sick to ball. Elmer has a mentality of approximately one peanut, possibly. As a matter of fact, I can remember Elmer telling me that you really had a lot of talent, but he didn't see how anyone could ever make it that insisted on saying fuck on stage. And he used to drive by in his gold Cadillac and peer in the window because he never could get over the amount of groupie status that you had, and he didn't, possibly because he's 50 years old and wretched.
Well, look at little meow meow. Did you come across the room to be petted by baby daddy's face? I love the baby kitty's face and hair. Little meow meow. Did you come across the room to be petted by baby daddy's face? I love the baby kitty's face and hair. Well, look at little meow meow. Did you come across the room to be petted by baby daddy's face? I love the baby kitty's face and hair.
the song now, ladies and gentlemen. We're not usually that socially conscious, but this is an issue that we couldn't bear to overlook anymore. And we don't like to write songs that say anything that's upsetting to anyone, but we thought it was time. I know a lot of you have been through this, and there's all we can do is just talk about it together and try and make sure it doesn't happen anymore in the future. This is entitled, Where's My Glasses? Just had them on. Oh, where's my glasses? Oh, where's my glasses? Oh, where's my glasses? Looking, looking, looking. Searching, searching, looking, searching, search, look, looks, sucking, lurching. Not finding, though. Not finding.
Not finding.
Not finding. Looking, looking, searching, not finding. Not finding. Ah, hate, 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 hate. Hey, hey, hey. Ah, fuck! Fuck, 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 fuck! They were right here! Oh, where's my glasses? Oh, where's my glasses? Thank you very much.
Ricky Bates.
Everybody's talking about chicken and rice. All of those dishes are mighty nice. Gather around, you girls, and listen to me. I want to tell you about my baby's recipe. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. There's a gal named Miss Fanny Brown. She cooks the best gumbo in this town. All of you chicks can really cook, but Fanny Brown's learned something you don't learn in the books. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. 99 times I've tried to eat all those fine fancy cuts of country meat. Just can't eat a single bite. I just don't have the appetite. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. Well, she promised me she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. She promised me she wouldn't give no one a pudding but me. But I don't believe her. I'll just have to wait and see. Gonna watch my baby both night and day, so she won't give my pudding away. My baby baby's pudding is all she owns, so there ain't no meat for Henry Jones. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all. I like my baby's pudding. I like it best of all.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the free association portion of this evening's program. That went a little too long. But hey, we're all happy, right? Right. That's what I thought. I'm good with this, if you are too. So let's keep it that way. You know, I need to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Now it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And of course, we want to thank, as we always do, Vince over at themusicsover.com for all of his support in the process. We're going to start off tonight with the initial radio obituary for Greg Lake, the founding lead singer of both King Crimson and Emerson, Lake & Palmer. He was an early architect of what would become known as progressive rock. He began playing guitar as a young teen, and by high school, he was friends with Robert Fripp, who asked Greg Lake to change to bass and sing for his new band, King Crimson. That was 1968. And it was one of the earliest and most influential prog rock albums. He went on to join Emerson, Lake & Palmer in 1970. And they parted ways in 79. In the 80s, he went on to do horrible things like play with Asia, Emerson, Lake & Powell, and etc., etc. Greg Lake just passed away at 69. It's the initial radio obituary right here. And Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
Got to rise, get out of bed, crunch numbers, and do lunches. Where are the keys to my 450 SL?
I have no idea, but if I don't get my suits from the maid this morning, I'm
going to
be positively late for this meeting.
Marshall, here comes the singing voice.
He drove white Porsches, Mercedes town sedans, all customed upholstered to match his new tan. Oh, what a yuppie man he was. Oh, what a yuppie man he was. His discs, they were compact, because he heard they were the rage. His taste ran from Whitney Houston all the way to New Age. Sing, you animals! Oh, what a yuppie man he was. Oh, what a yuppie man he was. Network to satisfy primal urge, interfacing with young yuppets and with which he might merge. Promotions did elude him, although he plowed on unperturbed, but croaked by coronary, thank you, before his IRA matured. Sing! Oh, what a yuppie man he was.
She's from the Daily News sailors keep you
Post-initial radio obituary is for Fidel Castro. That's all. That's all you need. You got plenty of that a couple weeks ago when it all happened. He just passed away at 90. In the interest of time, let's just get to it. It's the post-initial radio obituary for Fidel Castro right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
my living room. I got sugar piled up in my bathtub, under my bed. I even got sugar in my beard. It's okay, sugar good for you.
Sugar makes teeth rotten gold.
My mind made that guy strong. Fidel, zero. Fidel, can I go out and play with my new tank? Zero. Oh boy.
His trigger's quick, his mind is slow.
My name is Raul Castro. You're a good boy, Raul. People don't know you like I know you. But when you go out and play with your Tommy gun, your tank, and your machine gun, you don't do it because you're a mean boy. Yeah, that's just your way of laying off steam.
He's just a boy, but watch him grow.
Knock it out. Today chicken, tomorrow the world.
They say he's chicken, maybe so.
Fidel Castro. Don't show so much, Fidel.
Yes, it is the penultimate radio obituary is for John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth in 1962. John Glenn just passed away at, what was it? I mean, I'm not going to give you the whole story because everybody else has. You know how I get. I don't want to repeat everything that everybody's already telling you. He just passed away at 95. He's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ah, wait a minute! Oh, get me out of here! I don't want to go on the rules! I don't want to be no astronaut! I want to do the plan! Let's go! I don't want to go to the moon! I've got everything I need right here! Got my baby by my side, my 2 feet on the ground! And here I don't have no fear! Yeah.
Speedy West.
Nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We do have the ultimate radio obituary to go, which we'll get to in just a moment. But first, we want to remind you that coming up next week, oh my God, next week, it's the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib with January Ferry live in the studio. We'll get a Facebook event out there to make sure that you are well reminded all week long. And of course, we'll remind you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But don't forget, we will be doing a live Mad Lib on the air, taking calls via telephone and Skype, as we've been doing here for a few years now. It's a great thing that we've managed to figure out, and hopefully you will be here to be a part of it too. We would like to make sure we get female callers, so Perry and Athena, you need to start working on whatever it takes to get yourself on. I need that. Thank you. Then, of course, the week after that, it'll be the Radio Obituary Retrospective. Then we'll have a Freeform week off. Well, I won't be off. We just won't have anything pre-scheduled. Hopefully, we'll be able to go late that night and get some of these obits that are in the backlog out of the system. We'll never get through that many, though. And then the next week, it will be the bee's knees. It's jam-packed coming up, people. Jam-packed. As usual here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But we're going to take care of this last obit, then hand you off to the Melanated Hour, and they'll take care of you until the next DJ arrives. See how that goes around here? You know the drill. The ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Tammy Grimes, the American actress and singer. She's best known for her Tony Award-winning performances in The Unsinkable Molly Brown, and in a 1970, and for a 1970 revival of Private Lives. Let's see here. Also, you might remember her own television series back in 1966, The Tammy Grimes Show. Tammy Grimes just passed away at 82, and she is the ultimate radio obituary. We'll be back here next week for the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. I know I already told you, but I'm going to tell you again right now, because I'm very excited about it. Very excited about the January Fairy being here. We will not start early. We don't know if we're going to get to go late. Hopefully we will. But be prepared to be efficient in the Mad Lib game. As you know, we love to do when we do the Mad Libs. Take your radio obituary poll this week, please, please, please. And then tune back in next week for that Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. Now we're going to that ultimate radio obituary for Tammy Grimes right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Years we've been together, seems we can't get along. No matter what I do, it doesn't appeal to you. And it makes no difference whether I'm right or I'm wrong. If we can't be sweethearts, this much you can do. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on, and listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's really better not to talk at all. That's my advice. We're parting. You go your way, and I go mine. It's best. Oh yes, it's best that we do. Here's a kiss. I hope that this brings lots of love to you. And it really makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Should we do? Here's a kiss and a yes. I hope that brings lots and lots and lots of luck to you.